Royal Norwegian Information Service presents another transcribed program in the series Norway Fights On.
One year ago, high in the darkened skies over Nazi Europe, a huge four-motored bomber thundered toward Wuppertal in the Rhineland, its bomb bay loaded with high-powered destruction. Underneath the bulky flying suits of the crew, hearts are beating fast, nerves are keyed up, eyes peer intently through the night, palms are sweating, and hands are just the least bit shaky. For tonight, seven men are on their first operational trip.
George? Hello, George? Pilot to navigator, George?
Navigator here. Sorry, old boy, I was busy with these squiffy charts.
Where are we, George? Are we nearly there?
I say, that's the third time you've asked that. You're as impatient as an expectant father, Jürgen.
Are we nearly there?
I've just been checking. We're between Dusseldorf and Cologne. About 20 minutes.
Good. I have been waiting a long time for this. Jan? Jan, you heard that? The waiting is over. Now we are ready to work. Bob, just see that you don't miss with those bombs.
Don't worry. Dead Eye Bob, they're going to call me after tonight.
Good, Bob.
Why is the pilot so anxious to kill? Who is he that it's so important to him? What manner of man is this killer who sits at the controls, willing his ship to go faster?
I am not a killer, but I am going to kill tonight. And I am glad. I have come halfway around the world for this chance to hit back at the Nazis. But I am not a killer at heart. I am just an ordinary human being, just like you. Once I had a home, family and friends and a way of life. Now they are gone. Who am I? I am sorry, you do not know me. I am a Norwegian. My name? Suppose you just call me Jürgen. That is not my real name, but it will do. The lad sitting beside me is another Norwegian. Jan is his name. The others in my crew are English, Welsh, Canadian. We are all alike tonight. We are out to kill. Yet perhaps we are not all the same. For they can't seem quite to understand Jan and me. Oh, they are fighters too, but they are fighting for something they might lose. Jan and I are fighting for something we have lost, that we may never see again unless... Does that explain this eager desire to kill? I like the things you like. Fishing, music, my job, flying. But the Germans destroyed these things. They destroyed everything we were taught to respect. Honor, honesty, sportsmanship, love, decency, loyalty. We were brought up to respect these things. When I was about 10 years old, my father had promised to take me fishing for the first time.
Father, we're really going fishing this Sunday, aren't we?
Yes, son.
Well, here, Father, I made something for us.
Upon my soul, you've tied some trout flies. Uh-huh. Well, they're fine, son, but where did you get the hooks?
Oh, is there anything wrong with them?
Son, we don't use hooks with barbs on them.
Why not, Father?
If we were fishing for food, yes. But we're going to fish for sport. If you're going to be a sportsman, you don't want all the advantages.
Well, how do you mean, Father?
Well, man is smarter than the fish. Stronger, has better tools to catch the fish, and a lure to trap the fish. Don't you think a real sportsman would be content to fish without the added advantage of barbed hook?
I suppose so, Father.
Of course you do. One must always be a sportsman, son. Not only with fish, but with your fellow human beings. Be fair, be honest, and try hard. You'll always have the love and friendship and respect of all the people who know you.
Well, is that important?
Yes, it is, son. It's one of the most important things in life.
Oh, then we won't use these flies I tied, huh?
Of course we will. We'll file the barbs off, and you'll learn to be a real fisherman.
That doesn't breed cold-blooded killers.
Navigator to skipper. About 10 minutes to target, skipper.
Good, George. Everything looks pretty clear. No flag at all. Too clear. I almost wish they would send some night fighters up.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You see, my crew feels it too. And yet it is strange for me to think that way. It is not natural. Father would never approve, not even now, I don't suppose. Think of others. Yes, that is what he always said. He taught me its meaning, too. One day in my last year of high school, Father called me in. Hello, Father. You wanted to see me?
Yes, son. Sit down.
Yes, Father.
Your grades have been none too good these last few terms. Yet I know you can get good marks. Excellent marks. You could win that Johnson Scholarship or the Olive Berg Award in your last year in high school.
You mean that unless I do win one of them, I can't go to the university?
No, not that, son. But you have brothers and sisters. Maybe they might like to go to university. If you won a scholarship...
You mean...
It would make it easier for me to ensure they're going to university. You don't want to start work right after high school, do you?
No, sir.
No, neither do your brothers and sisters.
I know now that was another lesson in living. A lesson in the happiness you get from thinking of others. I studied hard and won a scholarship. My father was very pleased. Those were happy times that followed. The days at the university came and went so quickly. And at graduation, I was so proud. An engineering degree and a pilot's license in the Air Force Reserve. I didn't learn to fly for war, just for fun. It was fun, too, working in the laboratory in a big factory. Life was very pleasant. Then, one day...
Have you heard the news, Jürgen? The Germans have landed.
No. Are you sure?
Yes, it's true, all right. Came over the Oslo stations, official. They're broadcasting every few minutes.
German battleships have smashed the secondary system of fortifications guarding the approaches to Oslo and are now proceeding to engage the remaining line of forts. Military authorities also admit the capture of the airport by paratroops, and German transport planes can be seen shuttling back and forth. This may be the last time we are on the air, but keep tuned to this station for developments.
Our country was at war. Fight? Me? Well, I suppose I should. I was not a fighting man, but if our country is being invaded, every man must help defend his country.
Oslo calling. Oslo calling. Let me state that the earlier news reports were unfounded and false. There has been no invasion. It is true that the German troops have landed on Norwegian territory, but it is for our protection against our enemies. Even now, strong force of the British is on its way here to wage war on Germany through Norway. This is a flagrant breach of our treaty with the English. But we need have no fears. The Germans will protect us. We now ask those who mistakenly fled the city to return. The normal functions of the city have been resumed. And for those not engaged in vital work, today is officially declared a holiday.
That change of attitude was the giveaway. Oslo was in German hands. The radio station was under German control. I guess that was when I first really thought of joining my squadron and fighting to defend my country. But then when I tried to get to the field, it was deserted. Planes and personnel evacuated to a jump ahead of the Germans. I finally found them in the hills. Then came Narvik and the real fighting. We beat the Huns back, and we might even have retaken northern Norway, but that was not to be. The British troops were retiring to bolster their units in France. And for us was a choice. To England, or lay down our arms and stay in Norway. Perhaps if I went back to my job, perhaps I could even help my country if I stayed. Passive resistance, perhaps. I guess I must have been stubborn, for my upbringing made me not want to fight and kill. I stayed. And I am glad I did stay. For it was during this time I learned why I should become a killer. I went back to my old work, and for a time things were fairly peaceful. But soon, bit by bit, the hand of the Gestapo started tightening around our throats. One night, my friend Chris and I were idling over coffee when out of the loudspeaker...
Achtung! Achtung! By order of the Gauleiter for District Number 6, it is decreed that all Norwegians must be in their homes by 8 o'clock at night. Anyone found loitering in the street will be brought to police headquarters for questioning. Those found without satisfactory explanation will be shot.
It is getting worse, Chris.
Yes, it's just an excuse to shoot us.
Even then, I was still on peaceful terms. But little by little, my attitude was changed. Then Chris came in one morning and said,
Jürgen, have you heard?
Heard what, Chris?
They arrested Aina last night. Aina?
Who works at the desk beside me?
Yes, they're making an example of him. They're going to shoot him.
No.
Where? This morning, in the square. Come on. There. See?
Poor Aina.
Why must they do this to him?
Quiet!
The time has come for us to strike back.
Yes, Jürgen.
They have made killers of us, Chris. I want to kill. Someday we will give you Nazis a rich harvest of fire and steel. Sometimes when this hot lust to kill makes me doubt I am a human being, I just remember. Remember that so long as the Nazi lives on the face of this earth, I will try to kill him.
Navigator to pilot. This is it, Skipper. Dead ahead. Good boy, George. Target sighted, Skipper. Good. Ready to take over, Bob?
All set.
Take over then and don't miss.
I won't, Skipper. Hold her steady. Steady. Bomb doors open.
Bomb doors open.
Steady. Left, left. Steady. Right away. Steady. Bomb's gone.
You are, Mr. Hitler. You want to know the names of my family. They are written on these bombs we have just dropped. Presents from all of us. A harvest of fire and steel, we promise. But you'll never read the names, never. Because when they hit, they will explode. And they'll smash your war factories, Mr. Hitler. They'll kill your workers. Look up, Mr. Hitler. Look up. Death from me and my family. Death from all of us who love liberty and freedom. Death to you from all of us who will not be beaten. Mr. Hitler, you're tasting my first blow for freedom.
Bombs exploded. Photo flash gone. A direct hit, Skipper. A direct hit.
At last, I have struck back.
The story you have just heard is founded on actual fact. You have heard another program in the series Norway Fights On, presented by the Royal Norwegian Information Service, an agency of the Royal Norwegian Government. And so, until our next visit with you, goodbye, everybody.